When people ask you about Ukraine, about Kyiv, what's the first thing you tell them?
That actually it's a wonderful place to visit. I think for people, when they think about Ukraine, they often think about the conflict in the east, Crimea, corruption and crisis. But actually, for people who come to Kyiv, they're pleasantly surprised to find a very calm and peaceful city that is actually easy to visit and has a beautiful historic heart. I think there will be a very warm welcome. We talk at the moment to the city authorities, who we know are planning to make Eurovision a welcoming event for people travelling and coming from all over Europe to celebrate with Ukrainians.
Wonderful. And people, other locals, quite excited about the contest happening?
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
It's a major event coming to Ukraine. And of course, we all know that Eurovision is such a great party and such great fun that I think people will enjoy it.
Okay. And you're a massive Eurovision fan as well?
A massive Eurovision fan.
How massive a fan are you?
To the extent where I certainly haven't been very often, but I watch it every year and usually have a party with friends, which involves dressing up and watching avidly until the small hours.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you root for Ukraine? Do you root for the UK?
Both, of course.
Okay.
I represent the United Kingdom in Ukraine, so therefore it would be remiss of me not to support both countries. I thought both countries last year put on a fabulous performance, but in the party that we held here at my residence, we were delighted when Jamala won.
Wonderful. So you said you were going to be attending the contest as well, didn't you, this year?
Yes, I hope.
Are you
to,
looking
yes.
forward to it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, have you got your outfit sorted already?
No, that's a very good point. That's a very good point. It will have to have sequins. I will note to self, I need to go and check what I'm going to wear. I enjoy Eurovision just for the sheer exuberance of the competition, but I think also for its diversity. It really is a diverse and almost becoming a global competition with the involvement now of Australia, the fact that it was broadcast in the US last year. And I think it's a massive celebration of diversity and fun, as well as some serious singing, because let's not forget, at the heart of this, there is a song contest to be had.
Definitely. What can people expect when they come to visit? If a British person were to come to Kyiv, what should they expect? What can they do? What can't they do here?
I think you can do most things here. Obviously, when you travel overseas, you will be in a strange environment that is not familiar. So I would recommend to anybody to look at our travel advice. They can either come to our embassy website or through the fco.gov.uk website to look at our travel advice. I think there will be a very warm welcome. People can travel freely. The nightlife here is very varied, and there is a lot to see and do. The prices here are much lower than the UK. There is a huge arts tradition here, so anybody who wants a slightly different view of culture, the opera, the ballet, concerts, an awful lot going on here in that sense, and a very deep history going way back to the previous millennium, lots of churches, cathedrals to visit, an awful lot to see and do, and some fabulous beaches which people don't know about.
Really?
In the centre of the city on the River Dnieper. So if people want some sand and some river, there are beaches to hang out on.
Well, that's good for them. I've not seen the beaches yet myself. Okay. Can people drink the water here?
We don't recommend you drink the water from the taps here, but you will find that mineral water, bottled water, is freely available. So advise people not to drink water from the taps, but you can bathe in it and luxuriate in it.
Can you boil it?
Again, probably better to have water that you've bought rather than necessarily boiling it from the tap.
From an LGBT perspective, what's this city like? Are they going to be okay here? Are people going to be safe here?
I think they will be. I myself am here as an openly lesbian ambassador and have found that I have had no issues myself. Obviously, I hold an official position. Most Ukrainians, I think, do not have a particular issue or problem with the LGBT community. There is a small element of society which is homophobic. That tends to be more visible than perhaps it should be. But we have been working very carefully with the city administration and also the police so that they understand more how to cater for the LGBT community when they come to Kyiv and visit. So broadly, I think it will be welcoming. There is an issue in Ukraine about whether people are yet able to have a dialogue about LGBT issues. I think that is something that is developing in the same way that it developed a couple of decades ago back in the UK. But Ukraine is very firmly a European country that subscribes to European values, and I think this is a dialogue that is developing.
For a message for British people listening to this, wanting to come here, what would you tell them?
Come and enjoy Eurovision.